All right. We missed a spot in that. Amen. But nevertheless. All right. Now, I'm going to take you on a little journey today. And I'm going to show you some important things. Amen. They are important from God's perspective. Now, will they become important from your perspective? You know, I can't control that part. Only you can. Amen. And if you can see the things that I'm going to talk to you about as being important, that I'm telling you, you will do well. And the grace of God will abound toward you. And you'll be able to move freely in the things of God, just the way he would want you to. Amen? So I trust that you can see what I'm talking about today. In Jesus' name. Now, again, confidence, we talked about a lot of stuff on last Sunday, and so I'm not going to take you from the top of that again, because maybe you got it on your phone, your iPhone, I don't know. But however, I'm not going to take you from the top of it. Amen. Now, again, confidence in the Word is not automatic. How many of you remember I made that statement? Confidence in the Word is not automatic. Now, that word confidence, we can also use the word trust. We can use the word trust. So confidence or trust is not automatic. Confidence is built within us, that is our spirits, through fellowship. Confidence is built, see, within our spirits through fellowship. Now, I was sharing with you on last Sunday, we can fellowship the Word of God. We can have fellowship with the Word of God. Amen. Now, and I gave you different things there, you know, as to how we can have fellowship with the Word. It is the Holy Spirit, as we fellowship with the Word, it is the Holy Spirit that builds confidence. Now, confidence and trust, you see, in the Word of God. He builds it. He builds it within our spirits as we have fellowship with the Word. Amen. Now, confidence or trust is a thing of the heart. It's of the heart. See, it's of the heart, or we could say the spirit of man. Confidence flows out of the spirit of man. See, confidence is not a thing of your head. It's a heart issue. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is the one who builds within our spirits confidence or trust in the Word of God. Now, if I can understand that, then here's what I'll see. Of myself, I cannot have confidence. I couldn't just pull it out the air. See, confidence is not something you just pull out of the air. You can't pull it out of the air. Now, people can think they have confidence until they're faced with pressure. pressure will manifest if you have confidence or not, or trust in God. The test of confidence is pressure. Now, all before you have pressure, you can actually think, well, I have confidence in God. I have trust in God. People can, you know, they can think that. But now the test of confidence or the test of trust is pressure.
Bring the pressure. Tell them bring
the
pressure.
Amen.
Are you still with me?
See, so this thing of confidence or trust, it comes as we fellowship with the Word. And as we fellowship with the Word, the Holy Spirit imparts that confidence in us, in our spirits, that is. Now, transformation takes place in our lives as we come into close fellowship with the Word. See, transformation takes place as we come into close fellowship with the Word. Hallelujah. The practice of fellowship with the Word covers several things. It covers several things. Now, I want you to write this down. I'm not going to talk about these here. I'm not going to take time to talk about these. I just want to give them to you. And I'll let you meditate on this.
Yes, sir.
Number one, hearing the Word. Hearing the Word is fellowship with the Word. I mean, you got that. Hearing the Word is fellowship with the Word. Number two, study of the Word. Now, I told you in our previous session that inside the study is meditation. It's almost impossible to study without meditating. Amen. Number three, reading the Word. We talked a little bit about that on last week. We talked about reading the Word. Now, I told you, when you take time to read the Word, read it out loud. Are you listening? So you couldn't do this in a break room. Now, I don't know if you noticed this, but if you read the Word out loud, you won't find yourself falling asleep. And the Word, when it's read out loud, the life of it seems to get into your spirit. Now, why is that? Because, see, you can hear yourself. You can hear yourself. Now, when I whisper, I can hear myself, but not like you can hear yourself when you're speaking out loud. Amen. How many of you have had the experience when you was reading the Word like... You find yourself... and you find yourself ducking. You remember? But you ever notice when you read it out loud, that don't happen? And you can read more of it as you read it out loud. Hallelujah. Number four, you'll need to act on the Word. See, you'll need to act on the Word. Now, as we practice these things, we're in fellowship with the Word. You see, as we practice these things, we are in fellowship with the Word. Hallelujah. Fellowship with the Word is fellowship with the Father.
Yes, sir.
And with the Lord Jesus. See, let's look at a passage of Scripture. Let's look at St. John chapter 1. Let's look at verse 1 through 3, and then we'll drop down into verse 14. Got it? St. John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. All right. Now listen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was God. Now we're going to finish reading those verses, but when I make the statement to you that fellowship with the Word is fellowship with the Father. Father God, that is. See? Amen. So that's a true statement. If we can understand what we're reading here in verse 1. In the beginning, see, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3. Now, all things were made by him. All things were made by him. Now, it's interesting here. This is very interesting because he calls the Word here him. Why does he call the Word here him? Because the Word takes on the personality and character of the Father and the Son. Praise be unto God. Now, let's look at this a little bit more. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So he's still here talking about the Word. Hallelujah. Now, skip down to verse 14. And the Word was made flesh. And the Word was made flesh. So what he's saying to us, I told you this a little bit last week, what he's saying here, not to this group here, but the group Baton Rouge, I said, and the Word was made flesh. So the Word took on a human body. And dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's talking about the Lord Jesus. So these verses actually prove to us that when we fellowship with the Word, we have fellowship with the Father. We have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ when we fellowship the Word. That's powerful. Amen. Now we need to give more honor and more respect to the Word. Because in actual reality, fellowshipping with the Word is fellowshipping with the Father. It's fellowship with the Lord Jesus. Amen. We need to recognize this more, so we can reap the benefits from it. There's benefits from fellowship with the Word, for having fellowship with the Word. See, there are benefits. There are benefits from it. The benefits are great, but not only are they great, but they are needed. They are necessary. These benefits are necessary. Hallelujah. And we'll look more into it. Now let's go to the book of Acts. Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 20. And this is kind of where we left off at. Amen. Acts chapter 20. Look at verse 28. Acts 20, 28. Hallelujah. Now, let me say this here before I get into that. Now, we're talking about fellowship with the Word, right? We're talking about that. And I just made this statement to you that there are benefits in it. There are great benefits in the fact that we will have fellowship with the Word. See, there are benefits in that, by all means. But not only are those benefits great, they are necessary. You see. But now, we have to add something to this. And I kind of left off here with you last week. Church attendance is a part of this process. Did you hear me? Now, I'm going to say it again. You know, church attendance is a part of this process. Now, not trying to get on the negative side of what we're talking about, but I want you to see some things here and begin to understand some things. Church attendance in the 21st century is not important. Let's put it like this. We don't take it serious enough. Of course, we have all kind of other things out there. We have the live, what y'all call it? Streaming. And all those things are good. Not making light of those things. Those things are good. You see. We have the TV. What else we got? Got internet. I don't know what that was. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? So we have all these other things. Now, what we have basically did here is allow these things to take the place of church attendance. But that's a sidetrack. Now, if these things can take the place, if we allow these things rather to take the place of church attendance, then we have been okey-doke hoodwinked. You can't do that. There is a supernatural move of the Holy Spirit that takes place as we gather to hear the Word of God, that those things cannot give. Say, so where is the Word of God? It's the Word of God. It is the Word of God. But this is different. This was the intent of the Holy Spirit by the will of God, that we gather together to hear the Word of God and interact with each other as saints of God. Those things cannot take the place of church attendance. Now, I'm going to say it again. If you allow them to, then I submit to you, you have been hoodwinked, okey-doked, and what else?
Bamboozled.
Now, I'm not saying that you can't get something from the TV, live streaming, and all of that stuff. Sure you can, but you can't get what you get from this. Hallelujah. Now let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 20, and read this verse here. Woo, hallelujah. Now listen at this verse, because there are several things in this verse that we need to see that will actually set us on the right track. Take heed therefore unto yourselves. Now, this is, again, this verse, I want to go back and share that with you. This verse here, this is Paul. Paul called what a pastor's meeting. And so in this gathering is basically all pastors. But they were pastors who was under Paul's authority. Amen. Now listen, and this was his advice to them. This was his instructions to them. He said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. How many see that? Now, I said there are several key things here we need to see and understand before we can reap the benefits that is provided by the Holy Spirit. Now, in this verse, there's some things we need to see, because we talked about the benefits. We talked about that we're great. But not only are they great, they're necessary. We have to have these benefits. We have to receive them. Because as we receive them, then, see, it helps us to get down the road with our lives and helps us to come into the full plan of God, even to the degree that he can use us to do his work in the earth realm. Hallelujah. So there are several things here. See, we have to reap those benefits before we can grow and develop in our spiritual life. Now, that's an important statement. That's very important to you. You have to reap these benefits before you can grow and develop in your spiritual life. Now, the growth and development is necessary. You know it's necessary. See, your heart tells you that. The growth and the development is necessary, because without it, you can't achieve certain things, and yet all things have been set for you to achieve. You see. But now, through my growth and development spiritually, I step right into those things. I just step into them. Your growth and development will be determined, now listen now, by the honor that you will give to God and man. Now, read the first part of that verse. I'm going to read the first part of that verse again. Now, I want you to see something here. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, talking to the pastors, and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Watch now. To feed the church of God, which he has purchased in his own blood. Now, I know we would rather just deal with Jesus and the Father. But he included men in the process of our growth and development. I know that you know they're not perfect, but you can't hold that against them. Because he know that they're not, and yet he appointed them. So he must know what he's doing. I rest my case right there. Okay? Men are involved heavily in our growth and development. They're involved in that process. You and I cannot get around that. And you shouldn't want to. I want to accept what God is doing. I want to accept what God is doing. I want to accept how he's doing it. Hallelujah. Now, notice the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost made them overseer. Now, you may not like that. You may not even agree with that. But there ain't nothing you can do about that. But submit to it. Well, I'm not going to let nobody take advantage of me. God either. God's not going to let nobody take advantage of you. Well, God help them who help themselves. Well, that's our problem. God don't need your help in everything. Now, there's some things he needs your help in. Now, listen. That's why I try to, first of all, I work on it myself, and I try to get you to work on it. Don't get hung up on human personality and sensationalism. Come to grow enough in your spirit to know if you're following the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Amen.
People are different. They got different ways. They got different personalities. But if God appoint them to me, then I must receive them. All right. Are you still with me? Now, can I make that statement again? Your growth and development will be determined by the honor that you give, that you will give to God and man. Because, now I want you to pay close attention, because you cannot give honor to God and dishonor man. Now I'm going to show you some principles in that later in these sessions. Well, I want you to understand you can't honor God and then turn around and dishonor man. A lot of times we think we're giving honor to God, but we turn around and dishonor man. So if you're trying to give any honor to God, he can't receive it, because here's what Jesus, they asked Jesus one time. They said, what must we do the will of God? Jesus said, believe on him who he sent. Come on. See, we got, say what? Yeah. Believe on him who he have sent. Now, I want you to understand, when I talk like this to you, we're not talking about the worship of man, but man must be honored. Because the Bible plainly states it. Give the honor to whom is due. Give double honor to them who labor in word and doctrine. Come on, man. But they're going to sit all day today, football, Super Bowl. So come on, man. Now, let's read verse 28 again. See, you need sessions like this because they point you toward growth and development. You're coming into a knowledge and an understanding that will cause you to grow and develop spiritually. Now, watch this here. Watch this here. I'm going to read the verse again. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. All right. We see that, right? Now, the first thing I need, or the first thing we need to understand here is that pastors, now listen good now, are appointed by the Holy Spirit. Pastors, now I got to get this over to you as much as possible. See, pastors are appointed by the Holy Spirit. Now, this doesn't mean that there are those who don't appoint themselves. But there's a difference between the two. Now, I won't have time today, but in these sessions, we'll see the difference between the two. But there's a difference between the two. Doesn't mean that people don't do that. Amen. Because they can do that. Now watch this here. I have to come under the belief that my pastor is appointed by the Holy Spirit. Now, I know he's not perfect, but that's not my focus. My focus is the word he teaches. Now, his life should line up with what he teach. Because it's hard to listen to a person that says one thing and does something else. You see. But you can't make him like that, you know, in your mind. Oh, he talk all that trash. But do he do it? Stay away from all that. That's bad. Now, it is very important for you to understand that your pastor is appointed by the Holy Spirit to pastor you. Now, that doesn't mean to worship him, but it does mean we must honor him and respect that truth. That must become a truth that I receive, recognize, and submit to. That's for your benefit. You see. So you have to understand that. You have to understand that. Without this understanding, you will miss the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That has been given to him for you. Now I'm going to go back because, see, that's a necessity. That's necessary. You've got to receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit that has been given to him for you. Now, your growth and spiritual development depends on that. Now, here's what I'm telling you. The growth and spiritual development of the church has been put into the hands of men who are led by the Holy Spirit. You ever notice those folks who don't want nothing to do with man, but they say they're always in God's face? You ever notice how off they are? You ever notice those who don't want to hear what the man of God has to say? You ever notice how indifferent they are? Now, Here's what you got. Ever learning, but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. What that means. For ever learning the word, but there's never any transformation. What that means. Never no change. There's never any changes. There's never any changes. They read the Bible. They go to church to hear the word of God. But you haven't noticed they're never changing. Never change. All right. If you sense that the Holy Spirit is leading you to be a part of a church, then you need to understand that he is leading you to a pastor. You can't have one without the other. I want the church. I like the church, but I don't want no pastor. You can't. It doesn't work like that. You can't have one without the other. If you sense that the Holy Spirit is leading you to this church, then he's leading you to the pastor, a pastor as well. Becoming a part of a church means to have a pastor in your life. But you know, these pastors, oh, they want to give you money. I'm not saying there's some that don't. They want your money. They really want your money. But all of them don't want your money. See, what I'm supposed to do, take your chances. Well, the truth can't be hidden. Am I right? It's got to surface. And when you find out your pastor's all about your money, run. But until then, receive. Oh, God. If there's anything to receive, see. I'm moving right along. Huh? I've been with Ava 40 years. I ought to know by now if she just want my money, huh? It don't. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. It don't take long to find out if somebody just wants your money. Am I right? That don't take long. That don't take long at all. Amen. A person about your money, you know that straight up. Man, that don't take long. Amen. All right. Now, I want to read this verse out of the Amplified Bible. I want to read it out of the Amplified Bible. I want to read it out of the Amplified Bible. The same verse. Y'all ready? Now watch. Y'all still with me? I lost y'all over here. What happened? Y'all here? All right. Here we go. Now watch this here. Take care and be on guard for yourselves and the whole flock over which the Holy Spirit has what that word is? Appointed you bishop and guardians to shepherd, to tend, feed, and guide the church of the Lord, or of God, which he obtained for himself, buying it and saving it for himself with his own blood. God, this is powerful. Amen. Can you see that?
Yes.
Tell me you're still with me. This setting is more powerful than you can imagine. Now, here's what we need to understand. The pastor, before I get into that, I want you to see two important things here. I want you to see two important things here. There's several things here, but there are two important things that we need to see. Now, watch. I'm going to point them out to you. Take care and be on guard for yourselves and the whole flock over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you bishop and guardian, right? To shepherd. Now pay attention. This is what I want you to see. To tend and feed and guide. Now, here's what you got to see here. What's taking place right now? Come on, Doc. You're being fed. You're being fed. Feeding takes place in these kinds of settings. Then ain't no feeding being taken. See, you ain't got no feeding on TV. So what does that then? Well, you're gaining some knowledge, but you should be fed and developed discernment before you can take in a bunch of knowledge. Because the taking in of knowledge is one thing. Knowing how to operate in it is something totally different. See, I can accumulate a lot of knowledge, but I need that importation of wisdom and understanding to operate in it. And that comes from the anointing of a shepherd. Man, I told y'all this. I read a sign one time, a bumper, on a bumper. It says, if you can read this sign, thank God for a teacher. There's certain things you cannot rightly discern until you've been properly fed. Amen. Paul had one group. He said, now look, guys. Y'all got some knowledge, all right. But you got the wrong attitude with it. Say what? He said, you got some knowledge, all right, guys, but you got the wrong attitude with it. That's what he said. They were puffed up. He said, now you got the right, you got knowledge, but you got the wrong attitude with it. Now, if you got the wrong attitude, the knowledge you have can't help anybody. So even in all the things you learn, there's a proper attitude that goes with that. And you can't just pick up the right attitude. You have to be fed and you have to receive not only from the man, but the anointing that's in him, it comes on you. Paul told one group, now you have become partakers of my grace. Amen. That's why I tell the guys, I said, no, come with me. But, you know, sometimes that's bothering you. I mean, shucks, yeah. Pastor, I done listened at you today. Yeah. Now you want me to go listen at something you was talking about somewhere else? Yeah. I can't do that, Pastor. And I know that's tough. But all of that builds you. Yeah. But, you know, I know some of y'all just won't go so far. And you pay a so far price.
That's right.
But if you really want, see, Paul told one group, he told Timothy, you know my mannerism. You see how I handle things. You see how I do things. He said, copy that. Well, most of these guys today, there won't be no copy of nothing. They refuse to say what you say. Because they got to say what they say. But it ain't what you say or what I say. It's what God says. Demonstrate, copy the mannerism of the man of God. And listen, the anointing you respect is the anointing you can receive. That's not just a mere man. That's the demonstration of the Holy Ghost that you see in that man. This got to be the Holy Ghost. Because when I first came into this, I told my wife, we went to church. She said, they want me to testify. I got all over Abel about them wanting them to test me to testify. I told her, I don't come to church to talk. Telling people don't ask me nothing. I call them people. Tell them people don't ask me nothing. And look at me now. If this ain't the anointing, what is it? Because I didn't want to talk. And then another thing, you know, and she can tell you I wasn't big on talking unless I had some alcohol in me. I stay high now. Got the Holy Ghost. And so I always want to talk. But now, you can't get me talking about everything because I don't talk much about everything. But when you want to talk this Bible, we talk.
Yes, sir.
We can talk, see? If you want to talk the Bible, we can talk. But most people won't talk the Bible. Ain't no big thing. Let me move right along. Now, I want you to understand this thing. Church attendance is very important. Because through that process, you are fed. Now, if I can believe that my pastor is appointed by the Holy Spirit, you see, that becomes vital for me to believe that. See, I have to believe that. I have to have that understanding. In having that understanding, see, I allow myself to be fed. Without that understanding, I don't allow myself to be fed. Amen. Amen. Now, when I'm being fed, see, when you allow yourself to be fed, you eat the greens. You eat the cabbage.
Mama.
See, I'm not just looking for sweet potato pie. Because I eat the sweet potato pie. But I'm not going to eat this greens you're putting out. Now, sometimes, see, preaching is both. Teaching and preaching is both edifying and informing. Now, in being informed, I sometimes run into correction. That's what he says. Feed and guide. So in the process of guiding them, I correct them. And sometimes my message is corrective. But that's the greens. Some of us like greens. Some of us don't. So there are messages that's going to come that's going to edify you, get you all built up, going to get you going. Hallelujah. And then there are going to be some that say, no, you don't do that like that. Stop this. Stop. Don't do that like that. Do it like this. See, them the kind of messages, if it really hits you, if it's talking, boy, you living in that alley, you say, no. Who does he think he is? No teacher, spiritual or natural, can teach without correcting. But whoever feels they need correction, nobody. But the correction you don't receive messes your growth up. And so you sit around 45 years and you know you should have been here and you know you should have been there. You know that should have been done by you, but you're not doing it. Amen. But now you'll lay that on somebody else. That ain't nobody's fault but yours. Huh? Because you don't have enough light to lead when you should be leading. You don't have enough light to teach when you should be teaching. Because you didn't sit long enough. Or you sit long enough but didn't receive any feeding. Well, you didn't allow yourself to be fed. Now, I'm going to show you one more thing. I'm not finished. I'm going to show you one more thing. Go to 1 Peter. I'm gone. You didn't know I was apostolic, huh? This apostolic, you know that, right? Oh, Lord. You see, I didn't know you was nothing. That's all right, too. Go to 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. For sake of time, I'm going to go ahead and read it from the Amplified. Y'all still with me? Woo! Hallelujah! I won't shout, man. It is true, amen, that he was chosen. Go to verse 21. That's got to be. That's First Peter, right? Let's try. Second Peter, 1:20. Yeah, that's where we at. Now watch this here. See, this is principle. I want to show you what I'm talking about in principle. Now watch this here. Tell me you got it. All right. Yet first, you must understand this. He said, yet first, come on, y'all. You must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of any personal or private or special interpretation. He said, that's the first thing I got to understand.
Come on.
Same principle apply to me teaching you.
Yes.
First thing you got to understand, I don't have a personal agenda. So I'm not out to get you or him or her, but I'm prompt. Yet first you must understand this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is a matter of any personal or private special interpretation. Loosening, solving. Go verse. For no prophecy ever originated because some man willed it. So that's what happened when you sat in here. To do so. It never came by human impulse, but men spoke from God, who are born alone, moved and impelled by the Holy Spirit. Then he said, that, you remember over there in Acts 20:28, the Holy Ghost made you overseer. So what I gave you today didn't come out of me, but it came out of him because of his love for you. There are certain things you must understand first. So when you sit here and listen at me on Sunday, sometime it'll fit you, and sometime what I'm saying may not fit you, but it's still for you. Because it's a part of the growth package. It's a part of what God wants you to have. So you got to take time with it and see it. Amen. I'm out of time. Thank God, huh? Woo, I'm out of time.